Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Daily Gator Daily Thought. I am Doug Hagen of the Daily Gator blog. And today I give out a Marxist Moron Award to Democratic Representative Jan Schakowsky. Did I really need to add she's a Democrat? You probably knew that by me giving her a Marxist Moron Award. And if you know anything about Jan Schakowsky, you understand what a buffoon she is. What she says will shock you and stun you if you have an 8-year-old's understanding of economic reality. Stick with me, folks. Hello again, welcome to Daily Gator Daily Thought. I am Doug Hagen, as I've said before. Let's get down to brass tacks here. Let's get down to giving out a Marxist Moron Award to Democratic Representative Jan Schakowsky. She, if you don't but know it, has been caught on tape saying the goal of Obamacare, the goal of Democrats, the goal of the left is to get private insurance companies completely out of the healthcare business. Make it all the government. But she's not this stupid on healthcare. Via Newsbusters and Weasel Zippers, on MSNBS, Chris Hayes, who somehow has his own show, he's Rachel Maddow's younger twin brother. He's the less masculine of the two, if you ever see them side by side or pictures of them side by side. He's the less masculine looking. But Chris Hayes, who, by the way, received a Marxist Moron Award in the past because he said the Constitution is like over 100 years old or something. What a bit buffoon he is. Doesn't even know anything about the Constitution. Doesn't even know the Constitution's date of birth. But he was talking to Jan Schakowsky about these fast food worker strikes and fast food workers wanting more money an hour. And Hayes asks Schakowsky, what do you say to the people watching this and saying, look, this is between the employees of McDonald's and their employer. This is a private market encounter that happens between people seeking work and those who are looking to hire folks. And it's not really any of your business, respectfully, Congresswoman, what they pay their workers. That's a good question, a fair question. And by the way, I wouldn't have added respectfully if I was asking it because Jan Schakowsky is due no one's respect. She is at best a clueless buffoon who has no clue how the world works. At worst, she's a lying communist whore. Excuse me, I don't mean whore in a sexual sense. I mean she is a communist whore as in she's used by communists, whether she knows it or not. Schakowsky responds, look, this is an entire industry that is paying poverty wages in this country, and thousands and tens of thousands, maybe millions, of people who simply can't make it on those kinds of wages. I'm surprised she didn't say billions. Liberals start out like that. They'll say thousands and tens of thousands, maybe millions, maybe hundreds, of maybe billions, maybe trillions of people, but she didn't go there. And she continues, and I think that forming a union, getting $15 an hour, which makes a modest income of about $31,000 a year, if you get to work full-time, is something that is a proper demand. Stop right there. the key phrase there is, if you get to work full time, if you think McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Long John Silver's, whatever, is going to pay $15 an hour to employees and employ them all 40 hours a week, you're flipping crazy. One of two things will happen. If they did that, your fish fillet at McDonald's, $3-4, whatever it cost, would cost $15. McDonald's, Burger King, whoever would go out of business because they couldn't afford to pay these people and continue to have the prices they have. Communists like Joukowsky don't understand this. The true believers of communism don't get it. They think money just grows on trees or something. It grows in the ground. I don't know. There's money vines all over the place, and corporations just go pick money and give it out. And the only reason they don't is because they're greedy. The fact is, A, no one has to work at McDonald's. B, a lot of young people work there. And it's kind of a part-time thing. They're still in high school. They're in college. They're working part-time. The little extra spending money. Learn some work ethic, hopefully. And some people stay at McDonald's and get into management and upper management. Fine. Good for them. I don't care if you work at McDonald's your whole life. I'm not going to say anything bad about you. My point here is that McDonald's has to make a profit to keep its doors open. And it has millions of locations. You could apply this to Kentucky Fried Chicken or Popeye's Chicken or whoever you want to in the fast food business. The point is, to keep their doors open, to keep hiring people, they can't pay $15 an hour, 40 hours a week. If you make them go to $15 an hour for the fry cook, for the person screwing up your order in the drive-thru lane, the person that can't hear and you can't hear trying to order, if you pay all these people $15 an hour, what are you going to pay the managers? You got to pay them more. But if you pay them $15 an hour, guess what? They're not going to work 40 hours a week. They're not going to work 30 hours a week. They're probably not going to work 20 hours a flipping week. They would have to cut hours drastically because they couldn't afford to pay all these people. They'd have to hire a lot more people. So hours will be cut. That won't benefit the workers. Eventually, they'll have to raise their prices so much that people will stop eating there. That will hurt workers because they will close their doors, go out of business, belly up, as they say, and the workers will be out of work. I guess Democratic/communists like Joukowsky think it's better. Well, they probably do think it's better to be unemployed and on the government dole, leeching off taxpayers, than to be working for $6, $7, $8 an hour, whatever. I don't know what McDonald's pays. I know they have to pay at least minimum wage, which is $7-something, I believe. And probably they have a pay scale, raise scales, all that. The fact is, you unionize McDonald's, Burger King, it's the death knell of Burger King, McDonald's. If you don't believe me, look at the auto companies, look at the airlines for the most part. Look how screwed up they are. But back to Joukowsky digging her hole in the pit of eternal liberal stupidity. And actually, these workers are going to their employees, are going to these companies. I'm standing with them because I think we need it for our economy. What the hell could she mean by we need it for our economy? Stay tuned, folks. The stupidity gets worse. As I've always said, the pit of eternal liberal stupidity, it's never deep enough. They're constantly digging here. They'll hit China one day. One of the stupidest things you're ever going to hear, brace yourself, small children, small pets, get them out of the room. Joukowsky concludes, if they got paid more, speaking of McDonald's, Burger King, fast food employees making $15 an hour somehow, if they got paid more, we're going to see millions of jobs created because they are going to be consumers in the marketplace. No, Jan, as I pointed out, they'd be unemployed. Or they'll be cut down to working so few hours they won't have any money. They won't be making any more money than they already make. And they certainly won't be getting any overtime. And no, they're not going to be making over $30,000 a year at McDonald's or Burger King unless they get into management. And yes, Burger King, McDonald's, whatever, would probably ask their management to do more because they're salary, they're not hourly. And they would have to work harder for less money to keep the doors open. Jan Joukowsky and people like her don't grasp reality. Like I said, an 8-year-old could grasp this economically. you cannot keep a business going unless you make profits. Okay, you have to pay people. You have to pay for uniforms. You have to pay for attorneys. You have legal fees. You have licensing. You have all the supplies you have to buy. In McDonald's case, you have the worms. You have to, I mean, the beef you have to buy. Just kidding, McDonald's. Don't sue me. But you have to buy all these things. Then you have to pay people. You have to pay utility bills. You have to lease. You have to buy this. You have to buy land to build on. You have to pay the builders. There's a lot of cost involved in running McDonald's. So above that, you have to make money to make profit. So the big people upstairs make money, so they want to continue. Again, money doesn't grow on trees, doesn't grow on vines, doesn't come from the ground. Money is made. Money is earned. So it's not going to work. Sure, in reality, it will never work. Now, ideally, and I love when people say this, usually when someone says, ideally, it will work this way, it generally means they're a moron. Ideally, we can pay them $15 an hour, the world will be right, and everybody will still continue to eat at McDonald's because a Big Mac costing $12 will sell the same as a Big Mac costing $2.99 or whatever it costs. The dollar menu will now be the $6 menu. That'll be okay. They'll still pay $6 for a double cheeseburger. You think that will happen, you're a lunatic and should probably go commit yourself to an asylum. Seriously, it doesn't work. It never has. It never will. Businesses have to make profits. That's just economic reality. And I know the left hates that. That's capitalism, and capitalism is evil because capitalism has winners and losers. The left much prefers communism or some form of collectivism, socialism, Marxism, because you don't really have winners and losers. You have a few real elites at the top that are big, 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 big winners. Then you have everyone else, which are basically losers. Everyone's equal. You know what they're equal in? They're equal in depravity, poverty, depression, and hopelessness. And along with that comes a complete lack of liberty, because once the government can control what businesses pay you, they can control everything else. The promise of socialism, communism, Marxism, whatever you want to label it, whatever form you're dealing with, the promise is sweet, but what you get is not what the promise is. What is delivered is not the promise of hope and equality and sharing and caring and all that. The reality is poison that kills societies. And if you don't believe me, ask 110 dead people, 110 million dead people that communism in some form or another killed in the 20th century. And you've still got buffoons like Jan Schakowsky out there that think it works, and you've still got idiots who continue to vote for. That's one of the things wrong with America. The low-information voters and the idiots they keep electing, also known as Jan Schakowsky, are Marxist moron of the day. It's Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. Check back with me on the Daily Gator blog for updates. I'll talk to y'all later. Have fun. College football is back. Thank you, Lord. And go Gators. We'll talk to you next time.